So, I did a thing or two since August. My lovely girlfriend and I bought our first home in August. We are now residents of Onapping. We didn't plan on moving to Onapping at first. We were both living in separate, small apartments. We wanted to live together, but we really did not want to pay what landlords are asking for right now, so we decided to buy a home instead. But we also knew we were buying a house in a seller's market. I knew from speaking with real estate agents that it was a tough go for people looking to buy homes, and that bidding wars were common. Everyone was paying above asking price. When we were looking at homes, our home in Onapping was among the first houses we looked at. We liked it, put in an offer, yes, above asking, and it was accepted. We were shocked and ecstatic. Now, we are residents of Onapping. The small community is great. Very scenic. At night, when the sky is clear, you can see thousands and thousands of stars twinkling above. It's definitely one of the big drawing points, even if it only comes out at night. The neighbors are great. They are all very friendly, and willing to help out or lend out their tools if needed. The only drawback is the fact there is really only one road to Onapping. Several weeks ago, when there was a fatal crash on Highway 144 near the turnoff to Onapping, the highway was closed for at least 12 hours. I couldn't get home. There's a detour, but you have to go well out of your way to do it. Oh, we also added to our family. We have two kids, they are fantastic children, they love each other a lot. We have two cats, so all we needed was a dog to round out the fam jam. Enter Sam. When we set out to get a dog, neither of us wanted a puppy. We figured we're too busy for the puppy stage. We said we wanted an adult dog. Yet, here we are with a 10-week-old golden doodle. He's adorable. I forgot just how much work it is to raise a puppy. But Sam is fantastic. He's a smart, lovable dog who is still trying hard to make friends with the cats. It makes for entertaining times. So, for now, Onapping is where we hang our hats. There is so much to explore, I really can't wait to get out there and see what it has to offer. Aaron Picard covers court, the police and general news for Sudbury.com.